Charles Hardin Holly, known professionally as Buddy Holly, was an American singer-songwriter and pioneer of rock and roll. And although his success lasted only a year and a half before his death in an airplane crash, Holly is described by critic Bruce Eder as the single most influential creative force in early rock and roll. His works and innovations inspired and influenced contemporary and later musicians, notably the Beatles, Elvis Costello, the Rolling Stones, Don McLean, Bob Dylan, Steve Winwood, and Eric Clapton, and exerted a profound influence on popular music generally. Holly was one of the inaugural inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1986. And in 2004, Rolling Stone ranked Holly number 13 amongst the 100 greatest artists of all time. Here now is a compilation of some of Buddy Holly's music for you. Oh, hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rain on. People tell me love's for fools, so here I go breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy. Doggone easy. It seems so easy. Seems so easy. Well, you're concerned, my heart has learned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's a getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Then you know why I feel blue without Peggy,
my Peggy Sue.
Oh well, I love you, Gallic, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy,
my Peggy Sue.
Oh, well, I love you, gal, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Heartbeat,
does a love kiss stay in my memory? Riddly Pat, I know that new love thrills me. I know that true love will be heartbeat. Why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
Holly was born on September the 7th, 1936 in Lubbock, Texas. Holly was always called Buddy by his family. Buddy was the youngest of three siblings, and brothers Larry and Travis taught him to play a variety of instruments, including the guitar, as well as a four-string banjo and lap steel guitar too. At the age of five, his young voice and his exuberance won him a talent contest. In 1952, he met Bob Montgomery at Hutchinson Junior High School. They shared an interest in music and teamed up as Buddy and Bob. Initially influenced by bluegrass, they sang harmony duets at local clubs and high school talent shows, and the duo performed on local radio station's Sunday broadcast that also made them a top local act. Holly saw Elvis Presley sing in Lubbock back in 1955 and began to incorporate a rockabilly style. On October the 15th, 1955, Holly, along with Bob Montgomery and Larry Wellborn, opened the bill for Presley in Lubbock, catching the eye of a Nashville talent scout. And Holly's transition to rock continued when he opened for Bill Haley and his Comets at a local show organised by Eddie Crandall, the manager for Marty Robbins. And following this performance, Decca Records signed him to a contract in February of 1956, where Holly formed his own band, later to be called the Crickets, consisting of Holly on lead guitar and vocals, Nick Sullivan guitar, Joe Malden on bass, and Jerry Allison on drums. They went to Nashville for three recording sessions with the producer Owen Bradley. On May 27, 1957, That'll Be the Day was released as a single. It topped the Billboard US bestsellers chart on September 23 and was number one on the UK singles chart for 3 weeks. In December, the Crickets performed That'll Be the Day and Peggy Sue on the Ed Sullivan Show. Here's that first hit for them right now.
Maybe that someday will be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh,
as Holly was signed both as a solo artist and a member of the Crickets, two debut albums were released, The Chirping Crickets on November the 27th, 1957, and Buddy Holly on February the 20th, 1958. His singles Peggy Sue and Oh Boy reached the top 10 of the United States and United Kingdom charts. Buddy Holly and the Crickets also toured Australia in January of 1958 and the UK in March. Their third and final album, That'll Be the Day, was put together from early recordings and was released in April of 1958. The song Peggy Sue was originally written as Cindy Lou after Holly's niece, but Holly changed it prior to its recording to Peggy Sue, which was the name of his drummer's girlfriend. Holly wrote True Love Ways about his relationship with his wife, Maria Elena. It was recorded in her presence on October the 21st, 1958, with an 18-piece orchestra, which included members of the New York Symphony Orchestra, NBC Television's House Orchestra, and Abraham Boomy Richmond, formerly of Benny Goodman's band, a very impressive backing group. Let's now have a listen to True Love Ways.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love ways.
Buddy first met Maria Elena Santiago in June of 1958 when she was a receptionist for New York publisher Peer Southern Music. Holly managed to have her invited to a special corporate luncheon and asked her to have dinner with him that night. Holly proposed marriage to her on their very first date. She recalls, "While we were having dinner, he got up and came back with his hands behind his back. He brought out a red rose and said, 'This is for you. Would you marry me?' Within the beautiful red rose, there was a ring, and I melted," she said. They married in Lubbock on August the 15th, 1958, less than 2 months later. Years later, on the day that would have been their 50th wedding anniversary, Maria Elena said, "I've never had a boyfriend in my life. I've never been on a date before. But when I saw Buddy, it was like magic. We had something special. Love at first sight. It was like we were made for each other. He came into my life when I needed him, and I came into his." The newlyweds honeymooned in Acapulco. Maria Elena travelled on tours, doing everything from the laundry to equipment set up to ensuring that the group got paid. Most fans only became aware of his marriage after his death. The Hollies frequented many of New York's music venues. Maria Elena reported that Buddy was keen to learn fingerstyle flamenco guitar and would often visit her aunt's home to play the piano there. He wanted to develop collaborations between soul singers and rock and roll, hoping to make an album with Ray Charles and the gospel legend Mahalia Jackson. He also had ambitions to work in film, like Elvis Presley and Eddie Cochran, and registered for acting classes with Lee Strasberg's Actors Studio, where the likes of Marlon Brando and James Dean had trained. During the October 1958 sessions at Decca's Pythian Temple, Holly also recorded two other songs, It Doesn't Matter Anymore and Raining in My Heart. The songs were firsts for Holly, not only in the use of orchestral backing players, but also the tracks were his first stereo recordings. They were also to be his last formal recording studio sessions.
There you go, baby, here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Holly was offered a spot in the Winter Dance Party, a 3-week tour across the Midwest, opening on January the 23rd, 1959, with other notable performers such as Dion and the Belmonts, Richie Valens, and JP, the Big Bopper Richardson. Following a performance at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, on February the 2nd, 1959, Holly chartered a small airplane to take him to the next stop on the tour. Holly, Valens, Richardson, and the pilot, Roger Peterson, were all killed en route to Moorhead, Minnesota, when their plane crashed soon after taking off from nearby Mason City in the early morning hours of February the 3rd. There was a snowstorm, and the pilot was not qualified to fly by instruments only. A bandmate, Waylon Jennings, had given up his seat on the plane, causing Holly to jokingly tell Jennings, "I hope your old bus freezes up." Jennings shot back facetiously, "Well, I hope your old plane crashes." It was a statement that would haunt Jennings for decades. And although the plane came down only 5 miles northwest of the airport, no one saw or heard the crash. Holly's funeral was held on February 7, 1959, at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Lubbock. His headstone carries the correct spelling of his surname, H-O-L-L-E-Y, and a carving of his Fender Stratocast guitar. Holly's wife, Maria Elena, was pregnant at the time of the crash, and she miscarried the day after learning of his death, reportedly due to psychological trauma. Because of this incident, authorities found it necessary in the months following to implement a policy against announcing victims' names until after families had first been informed. Maria Elena Holly did not attend the funeral and has never visited the gravesite. She later said, "In a way, I blame myself. I was not feeling well when he left. I was 2 weeks pregnant and I wanted Buddy to stay with me, but he had scheduled that tour. It was the only time I wasn't with him, and I blame myself because I know that if only I had gone along, Buddy never would have gotten into that airplane." The first song to commemorate the musicians killed in the crash was Three Stars by Eddie Cochran. This song was recorded just one day after the disaster occurred. 12 years later, however, in 1971, Don McLean released his single American Pie to commemorate Buddy Holly's death and to further accentuate the loss of the United States' innocence. Don McLean's song began the reference to the tragedy as the day the music died. Holly set the template for the standard rock and roll band, two guitars, bass and drums. He was one of the first in the genre to write, produce and perform his own songs. Holly managed to bridge the racial divide that marked music in America. Along with Elvis and others, Holly made rock and roll, with its roots in rockabilly country music and blues-inspired rhythm and blues music, more popular amongst the broad white audience. Holly's distinctive black-framed eyeglasses became iconic, and in the years since, countless other musicians, namely Hank Marvin, John Lennon, Elton John and Elvis Costello, were inspired to wear their own glasses during their performances. While Holly's glasses would become synonymous with his image, the musician was initially hesitant to wear them on stage out of fear that they would contrast with his rebellious image. But since Holly had very poor vision and contact lenses weren't as prevalent in the 1950s, Holly was left with little choice but to wear his glasses. Lennon and McCartney later cited Holly as a primary influence. Their bug-themed band's name, The Beatles, was chosen partly in homage to Holly's crickets. The Beatles did a cover version of Words of Love that was a pretty close reproduction of Holly's version, released on late 1964's Beatles for Sale album. And also Holly's That'll Be the Day, which had been covered by The Quarrymen, was released on their anthology One. In addition, John Lennon recorded a cover version of Peggy Sue on his 1975 album Rock and Roll. Paul McCartney owns the publishing rights to the Buddy Holly song catalogue. Holly influenced many other singers during and after a career that lasted barely 2 years. Keith Richards once said Holly had an influence on everybody. In an August 24, 1978 Rolling Stones interview, Bruce Springsteen told Dave Marsh, "I play Buddy Holly every night before I go on. That keeps me honest." Don McLean's popular 1971 ballad, American Pie, is inspired by Holly and the day of the plane crash. The American Pie album is dedicated to Holly. On September 7, 2011, in what would have been Holly's 75th birthday, he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame posthumously. His widow, Maria Elena Santiago, attended, as did Phil Everly, Peter Asher, Priscilla Presley, and the actor Gary Busey, who played Holly in the Buddy Holly story. when Buddy Holly died on that tragic day, the 3rd of February 1959, people all over the world felt that although the sun was out and the sky was blue and there wasn't a cloud to spoil the view, it was still raining in their hearts following the loss of a rock and roll idol cut down in his prime.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud.